is well, she's an ex-academic or retired academic, but you certainly haven't retired in the real sense, Mim. You're very, very busy in a whole lot of areas, including the philanthropic one, and you're part of a social action group of the Caulfield Synagogue, and you've got the group's called Dar Shel Shalom. Now, what does that mean?
Dar Hai Shalom means pathways to peace.
I've misread it. Dar Hai Shalom, pathways to peace. Well, that's a lovely name. So
yes,
you're basically reaching out to the community. Tell me how that works.
Well, we made a decision that we wanted to do something within our more local community area. So we have set up a soup kitchen at the Inkerman Housing Commission complex in Inkerman Street, and we provide soup sandwiches and engage with the residents in chatting so that we can help build a stronger community.
Okay, so the people who are coming to participate, they're not necessarily people who need a meal, but they do love the company. They want a chat, don't they?
Yes, they do indeed. Most of the comments that we've had so far are around, gee, it's nice not to have to eat alone, and it's really nice to meet other residents.
So, and they're residents of all persuasion, if I can put it
totally,
that way. Yeah,
totally, and from a variety of countries.
Okay, so the food you're cooking, is it kosher?
It is indeed.
Okay, but if you're not Jewish, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely,
it's just good food.
Absolutely, and we are making it dairy or vegetarian.
Okay, so it's like grandma's chicken soup. It's good for the soul too, yeah.
Absolutely, well, but not a non-meat chicken soup.
Okay. Oh well, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. But obviously, this is something that there's been a need, but not recognised until now.
Well, I think that there are a lot of things going on in the general area, in the sense that there are food vans and there are soup kitchens during the day, and Sacred Heart Mission is not far away, but there's really nothing that's occurred on the premises itself and open to everybody in the complex. So I think there are about four or five buildings in the complex, and everyone is 55 and over.
Right.
There are quite a number of people who don't speak English, either from the Ukraine or from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to get in people who, as volunteers, people who speak other languages. We have Russian-speaking people, we have Hungarian, as well as Hebrew and Yiddish, but we also have Swedish and German, French. So we try to cover as many of the languages as we possibly can.
Absolute United Nations, ma'am.
Yep,
it is
indeed.
Well, it's a great. Well, I think it's a wonderful outreach that you are providing. And do people sort of recognise the synagogue being behind all of this? How do they see it?
I'm actually not sure. We do advertise it as part of as a synagogue activity.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily need to push that in any way.
You're not trying to convert them, are you?
No, not at all. We just want to have good conversation.
Yep.
And people were just really buzzing when we ran it last week. You know, it was just phenomenal.
So which day of the week's it on?
It's on a Wednesday.
Okay, so it's all they're chopping up the vegetables as we speak.
As we speak, and making sandwiches.
Fantastic. Now, you've had some support. I know you, the DHS, Department of
Health and Human Services.
Yes. They gave you access to their kitchens, is that right?
Not only that, they've just been incredibly supportive in everything that we've done. Very enthusiastic. One of the people from the department comes down on a weekly basis to help set up.
Yeah.
So she's been phenomenal. And just, they've really supported the use of the community room,
which
has been an underutilised facility.
And how many does that hold, Mim?
Probably about 50 or 60 people.
Okay.
Comfortably. And if we start to build numbers, we'll think about running two sessions in
right.
the evening.
Now, you've also had support, we should mention. They get
they
get a bit of stick, this organisation. Coles, Woolies, the whole sort of supermarket team seem to be in the gun, but they've obviously come to the party. What are they doing for you?
Coles in particular has been out of this world. Coles Elsenwick.
Yep.
They provide all the vegetables to make the soups.
Yep.
They believe that everybody should have fruit for dinner, so they also give us fruit. They gave us a voucher to set up our staples, and they're happy to do that on a weekly basis. They've
okay.
been absolutely phenomenal.
Now, you've also got some kosher food from...
Yes, from Glick's.
Yeah.
Glick's gives us...
bagels?
Our bread
yeah.
and the bagels.
Yeah.
Krauss has given us a lot of the staples, the kosher staples and also cheeses. And they've been incredibly generous, and Astoria has also supported us.
Well, that's terrific.
But Coles, Glick's and Krauss are very much our major sponsors.
Right. Now, how many volunteers have you got, and do you need some more?
We do need more. We've got 25 at present.
Right.
But that's going to put a strain on us. If we have to do, you know, everybody has to come every week.
Yeah.
And there are always people away or unfortunately unwell.
Time of year, isn't it? Yeah.
And at the moment, we're running probably about 18 to 20 volunteers a session.
Okay.
So we have one session to cook soup.
Yep.
One session to make the sandwiches and set up the community room.
Yep.
And then another group of volunteers come in around 6 o'clock to serve the food and chat with the residents
right.
and then to clean up.
And I imagine, Mim, you don't mind where the volunteers come from?
No, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
And Graeme, if I could also say that what we really would also very much appreciate are any volunteers that can sing or play music.
Right.
Because that would really add another dimension to the evening.
Okay. Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. There'll be someone out there who would love to get on a piano.
Yes.
Is that sort of thing available there?
No, the piano's not that. Have
no,
to bring
their
own.
Okay, or piano accordion.
Yeah, or the keyboard.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. So if people want to get in touch with you, is the phone the best way?
Yes, it is indeed.
Right,
either
so what's the number, Mim?
0419
yep.
352
yep.
188.
Okay, and is there an alternate number?
No, but they can email me.
Yeah.
Which is mim, M-I-M, dot,
yep.
W-E-I-S-Z,
yep.
@gmail.com.
Yep. Okay, so you can call Mim or you can email her, and we'll put those the number and the email address up on our site so people can have a look at that. Mim, it's a great activity that you're undertaking, and I commend you
And all the volunteers.
Caulfield Synagogue and all those people who are volunteering. Yeah. So if you want to be a volunteer, that's what to do.
Graeme Camlow with Dr. Miriam Wees.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.